Hello and welcome to the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is great to have your company. The only thing that was difficult about this week's podcast was settling on which one of this band's many amazing tracks should I be highlighting. This band is truly unique and deserves the right for special attention for what they have achieved. I am referring to the band Cocteau Twins. After much gnashing of teeth and pulling of hair, I've settled on the track Ice Blink Luck from their 1990 release Heaven or Las Vegas to be the focus for this show. So who are Cocteau Twins? They were a Scottish rock band active from 1979 to 1997. The mainstays are Elizabeth Fraser on vocals, Robin Guthrie on guitars and drum machine, with multi-instrumentalist Simon Raimondi predominantly on the bass. The band was signed to indie label Music Royalty 4AD and immediately gained much critical praise for their highly original sound. This was due to both the music itself, which was driven by ethereal guitars and bass, but also to the incredibly unique sound of singer Elizabeth Fraser's voice. In the early Cocteau Twins records, she essentially abandoned using any recognisable language as she sang the songs, instead relying solely on the overall sound and delivery of her voice. For those unfamiliar with Cocteau Twins, she is the singer who provided the vocals to the huge hit by Massive Attack called Teardrop in 1998. In that track, she did actually sing in English. I was introduced to them via their 1984 release, Treasure, which was their third full-length release, even though they had also released a number of EPs prior to that time. I must admit that it was hard not to choose a song from that album, as I have to admit that it took my breath away. There is nothing quite like it either before or since. At the same time, I also became aware of another release called This Mortal Coil. This was the gathering of 4AD bands working together to release an album in 1983. Although the project is fascinating in itself, the track recorded by Elizabeth Fraser and Robin Guthrie called Song to the Siren, which is a cover of the song written by Tim Buckley, quite simply has to be heard to be believed. This is the type of song that is capable of bringing tears to the eyes of even the most hardened of person. Heaven or Las Vegas was in essence the band's sixth full-length album. It was also the album where they brought a little bit more mainstream crossover appeal to their music. I mean that with much respect, as this album fully displays their uniqueness whilst also being inviting to the casual listener. In 1997, while recording what was to have been their ninth LP, the trio disbanded over irreconcilable differences, in part related to the breakup of Guthrie and Fraser. While a number of songs were partially recorded and possibly completed, the band has stated that they will likely never be finished or released in any form. Damn shame, I say. I know that I've said this a few times on the show already, but I try and only say it when I really mean it. If you like the track that you're about to hear, you're really going to love Cocteau Twins. Please go out and investigate them further. So on that note, here we go. This is Ice Blink Luck by Cocteau Twins from their 1990 release, Heaven or Las Vegas.